Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from Psalm 119, verses 167 and 168 in the Voice Translation. And I forgive me for not mentioning that in the past couple episodes. I forgot to say they were from the Voice. So they're from the Voice. And we'll be reading in the Voice until we're done with Psalm 119. It ends at verse 176. And after this, we'll be going on to Matthew. Quick little thing, if you've been positively influenced by Pray Every Day, but you want a little bit more, you may not know this, but Pray Every Day is based on my 365-day devotional, Jesus Every Day, where I walk you through the whole Bible and empower you to pray through the Bible daily. So you can find it everywhere books are sold or check the link in the show notes. So anyway, let me read these scriptures to you. My soul is faithful to your decrees, and my love for them is extraordinary. I live according to your precepts and decrees, because everything I do is right before your eyes. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, our lives are laid out before you right now, and nothing we can do can pull the wool over your eyes. And sometimes I think about that in a negative way, like, oh no, God can, he's like Santa Claus. He can see me when I'm sleeping. He knows when I'm awake. But that's actually comforting. You are the Father who knows. And because you sent your Son to die for us on the cross, we don't need to be afraid anymore to approach this throne of grace. You have endured such hostility against yourself by sinners. And so we can approach this throne of grace with confidence. What a beautiful picture that you know us inside and out. You know our frailties. You know our outer life, and you know our inner life. And today, Lord, I pray that you would create a giant equal sign between our inner life and our outer life. That what we are on the outside is what we are on the inside. We would be WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. And Lord, if there are things that we have been hiding, I pray that you would send us good, strong, peaceful, safe relationships where we could finally let that story out. We could let the secret out. Maybe it's a secret that our family has told us to keep for the rest of our lives. Or maybe it was a person in authority saying, you need to take this to your grave. Or maybe it's just our own head saying, if this ever gets out, no one will love me. Or this secret's too shameful or dark. Lord, I pray that you would set my audience free today by showing them if there is a place in their life right now that they have a locked door. Maybe it's like Harry Potter underneath the stairways, you know, where there's a closet and it's locked and we have kept some secrets in there and we have had the secret shame. Lord, my longing is that my audience would be set free to be gloriously set free. And so much bad happens in darkness. And so many lies that the enemy speaks over our souls when we are in that darkness. So much happens when we begin to believe those lies and we start to think that that's the truth about us. But the truth is that we are loved. We're wildly loved by our Creator, and you have come to set us free. And if the Son sets us free, we will be free indeed. And so, Lord, I pray for a holy guts, a holy bravery, a holy grit, for us to finally say, I am sick of holding this secret for too long. I'm sick of holding it within my chest. It's bursting out and it's causing me to be sick in the way that I treat others, or maybe it's even causing me to be physically sick and I want to let it go. So Lord, for that person who is struggling today to let it out, I pray, Father, for an opportunity this week. I pray a supernatural, beautiful opportunity where there is peace in the room and my friend listening here today is able to say, I need to tell you something, and to get it off their chest and to experience the freedom of setting a story free. So Lord, I pray for that, and I praise you ahead of time for what you will do, and I praise you ahead of time for the testimonies that are coming out of the Pray Every Day podcast of people who have been set free because they have finally believed that you love them enough to set them free, and they finally believe that they can trust that one trustworthy person. Lord, your word today says that your love for them is extraordinary. And we need that extraordinary love. We need something that is extraordinary, something different than what we're used to, this legalistic love or this strings-attached love that the world gives. Or maybe we grew up in homes where there was no love, or there was neglect, or there was harmful love, and we just do not get it. We do not understand unconditional love, but your love is extraordinary. And so I just pray it beautifully, sweetly, kindly over my audience today through the power of the Holy Spirit, who alone can change lives and help us to finally get it that you love us. I pray this in your loving name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you don't feel loved, or you have one of those secrets that just seems too big, please know that Jesus is right there for you. He is there. And if you cannot tell it to a friend, you can write it to him in a letter or tell it to him in prayer. Let him know what you're walking through. He longs to set you free today.